Okay. Otherwise, are there any other points in that Gemara? We have to move on to the Mishnah. Okay. Oichel Bekurin. Let's see. Now moving on. Past Mishnah discussed several lavin, many of them, and now we're going to discuss a few other lav that are Machayvi Malchus. So Ha'oichel Bekurin actually kar aleihem. So Bekurim, obviously Bekurim is the first fruit. And what Kurim is, what you have to do with Kurim is, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and you put it in before the Mizbeach, whoever it is, you put it in a certain place. And you have to do a certain reading at a recital. So you read out Aram Yehudit Ovi, very similar to what we read in the Haggadah. So so if someone who eats the Kurim before he's, well, once he's done the recital, then he's about to eat it, or the Kohen, because the Kohen, I'm not sure exactly what goes on with it, but if he eats it before he does the recital, then he gets malchus. So kodshi kadoshim chutz l'kloim. What happens if he eats kodshi kadoshim? So there's various levels in the kedusha of karbonos. So kodshi kadoshim is the most sanctified carbon that can only be eaten in the base of Mikdash. Then there is kodshim kalim, which can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So if kodshi kadoshim chutz l'kloim, if he eats kodshi kadoshim outside the Kloim was the boundaries where the Nesim Gush was situated, meaning that's where you can eat the carbon within those boundaries. Outside those boundaries, you transgress the lav and he gets malchus. So if he eats Kodsh Kadosh and puts the Kloim, he gets malchus. Kodsh and Kalin, the lower form, lower sanctified carbon, there he eats it. Oh, Maisa Shani. Maisa Shani obviously is the other mice you take from the first and second year and in the fourth and fifth year of the Shkita cycle. And you have to eat that in Yerushalayim. So if you eat Kodshim Kalim or Maisa Sheni, chutz the Chayma, the outside the walls of Yerushalayim, then you also get Malchus, because they're required to lab outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Hashoves etzem of Pesach, he breaks a bone of the carbon Pesach. Yeah, it says in the Torah, the etzem lo sishbur bo, you should not break one of the bones of the carbon Pesach. Also gets you Malchus. Hatar, sorry, Hashoves etzem of Pesach Hatar. He breaks the bone of a tar Pesach. It means even a tar, meaning, because we're about to say something to talk about tumah, we're going to call this carbon Pesach tar. How is that loike? You get malchus. How is that loike? Abar, you get 40 malchus. Aval, however, hamoisib a tar, if he leaves over the carbon Pesach, you're not meant to leave it over. There's a serum men at boiki, you should not leave it until the morning. We had that lab earlier on in the parak. Vashoiva batomei, or if he breaks the bone of a tummy carbon Pesach, in a leik abarim, you do not get malchus abarim. Why not? Well, if it's leaving over from the tar, well, he's got a way to fix it. He's got a way to rectify that. We saw it's a lav and it's classy. All he has to do is go and burn it. And hashiva, it's in Pesach, and hashiva b'tomei, if he breaks the bone of a carbon Pesach, which is tummy, he doesn't get malchus because the lav is only said by a tar carbon Pesach. So again, so how many lav do we have that we discussed? Eating Bikurim before you do the Kriya, before you do the recital. Kodshim Kalim outside the area of the Mishnah where you might eat it. That's Kodshim Kodoshim. Kodshim Kalim outside the walls of Yerushalayim, or Maisa Sheni outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Or breaking the bone of the Korim Pesach, which is Toho. Then you get that those all those lav and get malchus. However, if you leave over the Korban Pesach, which is tar, or you break the bone of a tummy Korban Pesach, you do not get malchus. Okay, so now hanotel as ema habonim. So this lav we had before, the mother bird, you take the children and the mother bird together. If you don't even like it, you don't get malchus. But even shaleach can't rectify it by sending away the mother bird. The chacham or the chacham hold mishaleach by the leiker. What you can do is you can send away the mother bird even afterwards and rectify the lav, and you don't get malchus. It's a lav in class A. We saw this machlokes before whether or not this lav is specifically in class A. Zach, well, this is a rule. Call mitzvah say sasi shish bokumase ein chayav malev. Any mitzvah say sasi which can be fixed by ase, you don't get malchus. Okay. So let's go straight to the Gemara. Says Rabbah, Baba Chana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Levi Reichanan, Zud Div Rebbe Kiva. This shit, Zud Div Rebbe Kiva, Stimto. This is this Mishnah. You know, we often have Mishnayos, which don't have, it's not attributed to an author. It's written stump. Yeah. So the Gemara here is pointing out this Mishnah, which is written stump, is actually Rebbe Kiva. Meaning Rabbi Baruch Hanan and Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that Shittas Rabbi Kiva was eating Bikurim before the recital, Arami Ovidovi, that was his Chayv Malchus. Who's he Chaylik with? Abba Chachamah and Milcham hold Bikurim by the din of Bikurim, and Nocham Akevas Bahem. Putting him in front of this Be'ach, that is what is Ma'akav in them. That's what stops them being allowed to eat. Korea Emar Kevas Ben, the recital does not refrain, does not withhold you from eating them. Meaning to say, once you've done the Hanoch, you place it for the Mizbeach, although you haven't done the recital, there's no love to eat it anymore. Whereas the Mishnah holds, like Rebbe Kiva, that there is a love still to eat it before you've done the recital. Says the Gemara, "V'leima zudei Rabbi Shimon." Why do you have to say this Rabbi Kiva? Why could it be Shittas of Shimon? We're going to bring the Gemara in soon in a minute that Rabbi Shimon held also Kriya is Ma'akul. So why do you have to say this Rabbi Kiva? Says the Gemara, "Kamash v'lom." We're coming to tell you Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, really. Rabbi Kiva holds of Rabbi Shimon. Meaning to say, Rabbi Shimon's clear. We have a price we're about to bring soon. Whereas Rabbi Kiva was just a Kabbalah from the Rebbeim, that's what he held. Now the Gemara says, where is Rabbi Shimon? My Rabbi Shimon. What Rabbi Shimon are you referring to? Where do we see Rabbi Shimon Taka held? The Tanya, the writer teaches us, is Tras Yodcha Eile Bukurim. The Pasuk reads as follows. I can read the whole Pasuk. If you've got the side, if you've got the Chumash, it's in Devarim Yud Beis Yud Zayin. If you've got Oiz Vahoda or Art Scroll, they often bring it on the side. The pasuk reads as follows: Loisuchal lechol b'sharecho. You not have to eat in your cities, meaning outside your shulayim. Ma said the goncha misroishcha v'itarecha. That's ma'isa sheni. Bekaris bekaracha. That's bekurim. V'tzayincha. Bekaris bekaracha v'tzayincha bekurim. That's bechayri. That's the bechayr, the firstborn animal. Bechol adarecha shetidori. That's referring to Dharma Nadavis, any offerings that you vow to bring, the non obligatory offerings. The Trumas Yodfa. And it adds on the end Trumas Yodfa. What's Trumas Yodfa? The Truma of your hands. So says the Braisa, Tanya, Trumas Yodfa, the possible it says the Trumas Yodfa, Eilu Bukurim. These are referring to the Bukurim. Why? Rashi says, because the Bukurim is something you take with your hand. Yeah, possibly refers to taking Purim with your hands. The Kohen should take a basket from your hands. So it's called Trumas Yodcha. So that refers to the Purim. And the Pasuk says, you should not allowed to eat it at Bisharecha, outside Yerushalayim. Bisharecha means your own cities, which refers to outside Yerushalayim. So I'm Reb Shimon, so says Reb Shimon. Ma bozel alamdeinu, what is this Pasuk coming to tell us? If it's going to tell us someone who eats it outside Yerushalayim is not allowed to do that, Kavachomer Ma'isa, we can learn it out as a Kavachomer from Ma'isa. Kavachomer Ma'isa Akal. Ma'isa is much less strict than Bikurim. We're going to see later on in the discussion about why that is. And we see already the Pasuk tells us that Ma'isa Sheni is not allowed to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. So of course Bikurim, which is more severe, can't be eaten outside Yerushalayim. But my ma'isa called chaima leika. If you ma'isa sheni outside Yerushalayim, you get malchus. The Purim like Oshkin, the Purim which is much more chomer. Of course, you get malchus. So what's the pasuk coming to tell us then? It shouldn't eat the Purim outside Yerushalayim. Halei ba'akos of elo le'oichol with the Purim adshir karaleim shuleika. Must be the pasuk coming to tell us that eating the Purim before you do the kriya, before you do the recital, that gets malchus. Although the Torah, the pasuk in the Torah is referring to eating outside Yerushalayim, the fact that we have these extra words, because we don't need it, it's not necessary for the actual love, we cannot have the kavachomer from Ma'isa Sheni, we're going to use it to tell us that you're not allowed to eat it before Kriya. So Says the Gemara father, but nidvei secha zu toide v'shlamin. The pasuk says also before in the pasuk nidvei secha your vows. So that means not obligatory offerings. If I feel hakar speak to Hashem, I make a neda, I'm going to bring such carbon to the base of mikdash as a thank to Hashem. So these are the toide and shlamin. Yeah, toide is you are thankful to Hashem, and shlamin is if you want to for some reason come closer to Hashem. So it says there, you're not allowed to eat them chutz l'chayim outside Yerushalayim. The pasuk says you can't eat them b'sharecha, l'isucha lechel b'sharecha. So Reb Shimon, said about this pasuk, ma bozer l'amdeinu, what's this pasuk have to tell us? Im lo yichum chutz l'chayim, what is coming to tell us? You're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, like the basic chat in the pasuk would have been, kavachayim v'maisa, I can learn that out as a kavachayim from maisa sheni. Because again, maisa sheni is more kal, and this is more chavot. Must be the pasuk telling us something different about toidah and shlamim. That is, if you eat toidah and shlamim before zrikas dam, when you throw the dam on the zbeach, that's when you're allowed to eat it. If you eat it before that, you transgress the lav and you get malchus. Okay. Now let's see what about the rest of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'choris b'choruch of the tzeinuch, you can't eat outside Yerushalayim." V'suchah lechem b'sharecha. What's that referring to? Zav b'chori. This is referring to the b'chori, the passable animal. Over Reb Shimon says, "Reb Shimon, ma bozer l'amdeinu? What's this coming to teach us? Im lo yichum chutz l'chayim, what is this going to tell us? You can't eat outside Yerushalayim. Kavuchayim ma'isa. I can still learn out as a kavuchayim from ma'isa shady. Ma'isa shady is much more kal. B'choris is much more chomer. Maybe you're going to tell us." We're going to say it's a lav not to eat b'chayrois before you done zrikas dam, throwing the dam in the mizbeach. Kavachim mitoyd v'shlamim. Learn that out. I can learn that from a talmud kavachim from toyd and shlamim. We said just learn before that toyd and shlamim you can't eat before zrika. Hele ba'akosuv el lo'ichom el b'chayim. I feel that achas zrika shuleika. It must be. It's coming to tell us that eating a b'chayr even after zrika, you get malchus. Well, what's wrong with eating b'chayr? Well, he's a zar. We're talking about someone who's not a kohen. Only a kohen can eat b'chayr. And a zar, someone who's not a kohen, he has a lav to eat b'chayr, and then he gets malchus for that. B'korcha v'tzoyncha. The pasuk towards the beginning of the pasuk, we say the korach of tzeincha, your cattle. What's this referring to? Zu chatos for osham. This is referring to another three kabbonos, which is the korban chatos, the korban osham. Various kabbonos bought on various aveiros. So Reb Shimon, and that was saying lisucha lecha b'shrecha. You can't eat outside your shvayim. Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon, ma'az ba'zad amdei. What's coming to teach us? If it's coming to us, you can't eat outside your shvayim. Kavuchayim ma'isa. We've learned it out as a kavuchayim for ma'isa. It's much more severe. The chatas of Oshem is much more severe than Maisa Shady. In the phrase Rico, you can tell us, no, it's coming to us, you can't eat because Rico, Kavachim, and Tavish Lam. That you call out Kavachim from Tavish Lam, which we just learned out that you can't eat before Zrika. In the Achaz Rico, you can tell us that we need it to tell us you can't eat Achaz Rico, Kavachim, and Machor, that you can learn from Kavachim from Machor. Hey, Leipo, Akos of Ella, Leichel, the chatas of Oshem, I feel the Achaz Rico, Chutzik Loim, Shuloika. It must be coming to tell us you cannot eat it outside the base of Mikdash. Okay, maybe just let's see one more, and then I'll make a recap. It is very long-winded tomorrow, but let's just see one more part. The pasuk says the derecho. This is referring to the carbon oila. So Amr Bishim, what's this? And that would say you can't eat outside of Shabbai. Amr Bishim, Mazav, Bozen, and Amdini, what's going to tell us? If you look to Chayma, if it's going to tell us not to eat outside of Chayma, Kavachim and Maisa. You already know that from Maisa. In the face Rika, Kavachim and Tevi Shlomi, we're glad to Tevi Shlomi. In the Achaz Rika, Kavachim and Bechor. In the Chutzik Loim, that you can't eat outside the base of Mikdash. Kavachim and Mechatas V'Oshom. When you bought a cost of Elo, in the left now, the Oichol min ha'Oilo le'Achaz Rika, I feel it with them, true Loika. Must be the Pasuk to tell us, eating an Oilo, even in the base of Mikdash, gets Malchus. Why? Because Oila, you know, a common Oila goes in on the Mizbeach and gets completely burnt up. None of it is allowed to be eaten, even by the Kohanim. So again, what have we done? What have we done? This whole, it's been very long-winded tomorrow. What have we essentially done? We took the Pasuk. The Pasuk again says, Leisucha lechol b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat in outside your shrine, basically. Maisa de Goncha, this refers to Maisa Shedi. Maisa from the Sereshka, B'itzarecha, that always refers to Maisa Shedi. V'chayro is v'karecha v'tzayncha. So v'chayro is which refers to v'chay. V'karecha v'tzayncha refers to chatas nashim. V'chonor derecha refers to the carbon oila. Ashetidar refers to the same thing, but it's secho that refers to toden shlamim, and trumas yotcha refers to the current. So now what we've done is we've dashed each part of the pasuk in different stages. We first said, well, of course we know maisa. Maisa Sheni is the first thing mentioned in the pasuk. And we know, it says in the pasuk, it's allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. Now, the Gemara is assuming that Maisa is the most lenient of the whole list of things. So if that you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, then everything else, Kavachim, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. So why does it have to say the whole list? If we have Maisa Rishon, we don't have to have the rest of the list. So each one, the pasuk's darshaning for a different thing. Now, the pasuk started with the last one, the last on the list, the Kurim. The Kurim, we know that not the answer is Yerushalayim, because we've learned how to have Kavachim for Maisa. So what's the pasuk telling us? The pasuk's telling us that you have to have Kriya, you have to have the recital. Then the Gemara says, V'nit V'Yisecha, what about, we're going to dash from the words of the V'Yisecha, which refer to Tehid V'Shlamin. What's it coming to tell us? We already know you can't eat at that Yerushalayim. It must be, it's telling us that you're not allowed to eat it before the Zrika. Then we said, V'chayr, that refers to V'chayr. What's that coming to tell us? Of course we know you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. And we know you're not allowed to eat outside, before Zrika, because we learn it happens in Yerushalayim. What must it tell us? It must tell us even after Zrika, you're not allowed to eat it. To a Zohar, that is. Then the pasuk says, the Korach of Itzoyimcha refers to Chathas and Osha. What's that coming to tell us? We already know you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. We already know you can't eat it before Zrika. We already know you can't eat it after Zrika. What must it tell us? It must tell us that you have to eat it within the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't eat it Chutzakloim. Then we have Oila. What do we need Oila for? The Pasuk Derecha. We already know you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. We already know you can't eat it before Zrika. We already know you can't eat it after Zrika. We already know you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Outside the Beis HaMikdash. What must it tell us? It must tell us not to eat at all. Okay, I'm not sure if that summary made it any clearer. If anyone, please, it's complex Gemara. Please, if you want to move on, let's get clarity on this. Where's Zegem holding?
It was a very clear summary. It was quick, but it was a clear summary.
Yeah.
You happy with that, David? Okay, fine.
No, I need to go over it just sort of to refresh it because I'm a bit falling asleep here, but you know.
Okay, fine. I mean, we've got 1 minute, so I'm not going over it now, but we might be going over next session just to get over it. I mean, to get fine. To go over it, yeah. Okay, so let's see. So, Tosek Gemara further on your dynamo base. Omar Rava, second line there. The Lede Imer. So this means Rava was so astounded by Reb Shimon's drosha, how he understood the pasuk. He said, anyone who's giving birth should give birth like Reb Shimon, meaning they should the child should be like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's such an outstanding person, he was able to dash the pasuk this way. Anyone who gives birth should give birth like Reb Shimon, and if not, don't give birth. Now, interesting thing, you know, only if you have a Goladori can give birth. So Reb Shimon say, we take out this Gerusa. Of course, it doesn't mean that he shouldn't give birth if he's not going to be the next Golador. But at least what he was saying was, he was so astounded by Reb Shimon's drasha, he said, wow, you know, there should be halavai, there should be more of you in the world. Okay. It's a Piruch. It says in Gemara, even though there's something you can ask Rav Shimon. There's a Piruch you can ask Rav Shimon. There's a reputation you can ask. What's that? My Chumra with the Bikurim in Maisa. Why have you assumed that Bikurim is more Chumra than Maisa? Shekein is a Surah Mazarim. Yeah, we started with the whole premise that Maisa Sheni is the most lenient thing and everything else can be learned from a Kavach Chaimi. But I'm going to ask a question next. You assumed that Maisa is mutter for anyone to eat. Yeah, you have to be a Kohen to eat it. And Bikurim is not mutter, is not mutter to everyone, it's only to a Kohen, I think. So Adrav and Maisa Chomor, Shkin Oslo Oiden. I'll find the Chomor by Maisa that Oiden, someone who hasn't yet buried his relative who's there, who died, is also to eat Bikurim. It's also to eat Maisa Shani, where he's mutti. Bikurim. So you can't make such a premise that mice is the most lenient. I'm going to find stringency by mice that you won't be able to learn out everything from it and say you can't eat it outside Shnaim and therefore use the leftover droshes to darshan what you've done.